Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. This is our special election edition. We talk to the candidates about the issues important to you and your business. We would like to thank the following sponsor, Pure Focus Media. Have an event coming up? Let us capture all the moments that will create memories that will last a lifetime with our professional photographer and videographer. Also announcing our new digital selfie photo booth. Book with us today. And now, here's your host, Aaron Kozort.
Welcome back to another episode of South Haven Business Beat. We continue our coverage of the 2023 election, and today we have Kim Remack, and she is running for House of Representatives for the state of Mississippi, yes. District 7.
Yes.
Kim, thanks for being with us. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. Thanks for inviting me. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to talk about District 7 because we have a lot of business in District 7. We have a lot of health care. We have great schools here.
What's kind of the most pressing issue that you see right now that's causing you to run for the House of Representatives?
Well, I think we need to build relationships. I'm a relationship builder. I'm a seventh generation Mississippian. We all know that working together to accomplish goals is helpful. I've seen over the past 8 years that we have not had those type of relationships when trying to pass bills. And I think when we work with the other conservatives in our legislature, we can be, you know, we can accomplish those goals.
So as you think about the House of Representatives, what do you see as the primary role for the State House?
Well, we're the lawmaker, and certainly the issues that affect our district are issues that affect many districts in Mississippi. Currently, I've been knocking on doors for many months now, and I've been listening to the people in our district. And one of the primary concerns is the progressive rental agent, these businesses that are coming in, and they are outbidding single family homes, people that wanna invest in the city of South Haven or the city of Olive Branch or even in outside my district. And there are homeowners that are very concerned about this. And I can tell you that home ownership is one of the ways that we can enrich our lives. Mm-hmm. It's a great investment. And when our families are outbidded on these homes, that's a problem in our district. I can tell you out-of-district students coming into our schools plays a role in our taxes. They're spending up our tax dollars when we have to build on, to add on, to provide education in our school district. We need those students to go to their schools. We need to be able to educate our students here. And within our budget.
Sure. So, it is just personally, why did you decide to run?
Well, it was quite natural for me to do that because I serve on many Republican organizations. I'm on the local, state, and national boards for Republican politics. I have been so involved in the last 10 years with our women's clubs, and every year we work on legislation to present to the House and Senate. Some of those topics are human trafficking, mm-hmm. which I adamantly oppose. I have been working for 10 years along with many other women in this state to eradicate that. That is only one topic. This last session, our women's group supported 11 legislative initiatives that went to the House and the Senate. those out of those legislative initiatives, 11 bills crossed the governor's desk, okay, to be signed into law to protect women and children in the state of Mississippi. Those are the things that I have been working on for over a decade.
When you look at your experience and your background, of course, this podcast is put on by the Chamber of Commerce. Why do you feel that you are the best or most effective person to represent small business owners and small businesses in the State House?
Well, I've been endorsed by the business and industry. I do understand small business. I'm also a small business owner myself. I have a small investment business. I own residential and commercial property. I understand the need for economic development. And not only that, I see I'm also one of the Olive Branch City Planning Commissioners. I have seen for several years all of the development that is coming forth. We need that development. We need to continue to support our small businesses and our developers because this leads to a better quality of life for us here.
We're taking a second to thank our sponsors. Follow App. The Follow App is the long-term solution for networking, instantly connecting you to those frequently missed opportunities to find the right referral partner or new client to grow your business. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Now back to South Haven Business Beat.
What do you see as the top three concerns that you want to address for your district specifically?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I would love to see the widening of I-55. And as a lawmaker, bank for the state is in the legislature. You are the ones that appropriate those funds. We need a fighter to go down there and fight for those funds. We have infrastructure needs here. We have lots of needs that need to be taken care of, and you have got to have the relationships down there to build on to get this done.
I think you've already touched on this briefly, but let's kind of loop back to it. What job experiences do you have that you think qualify you to run for the House of Representatives?
Gosh, I wear many hats. I can just tell you, I was a nurse for many, many years. I am a small business owner. I'm a city planning commissioner. I am a leader in many Republican organizations. They all take a heart of service to complete those. I couldn't do anything in my life or get through any of the challenges in life without having God by my side. I know that. I am a Christian conservative, and I would appreciate it if everyone in District 7 would get out and vote for me on August 8th.
What are the things that the state of representatives are doing now that you would like to see them continue or improve on?
Oh my goodness, they're doing an amazing job. They really are. I can tell you that the state income tax is one of those issues that I do see us getting rid of it in the next few years. I don't think we could do that right away because, as you know, we had teacher pay raise, which I firmly support, that happened, and we need to have monies because it's a third of the budget. Is state income tax. So we're going to have to take some time, but we do need to get rid of the state income tax.
As we kind of wrap up, is there anything else that we haven't covered that you would specifically like to address or state to the voters?
Absolutely, and I thank you for that opportunity.
Absolutely.
During this election cycle, my campaign has been hit with a lot of negative attacks. And that is very disheartening to see. And I know the voters are left wondering, what is going on? Well, I can tell you that there is a group of faceless people that are attacking my campaign to help elect their candidate of choice in this election. And we're trying to unmask these people. There is an investigation that is going on. But for them to use the tragedies that have happened in my life to somehow make people think that I'm less credible is truly disheartening. I will tell you right now that I'm the appointee by the former governor, the current governor, and the lieutenant governor to serve on two state boards. People are not allowed to serve on state boards without Senate confirmation. And I have been through that. I have been vetted, and I have been through that twice. So I ask the voters to use wisdom and discernment in this election and in all elections and find out the important, what's important for their district, and somebody that's going to use a servant's heart to go in there and fight for them. And I hope that they decide that that's me in this race.
Kim, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And thank you for joining us for another episode of South Haven Business Beat as we continue our coverage of the 2023 election. And we hope that you'll continue to watch South Haven Business Beat and subscribe to our feeds. We hope you'll join us again for our next episode.
We would like to thank the following sponsor. Wisdom Integrators. Are you a business owner and is technology getting in the way of your business? If your computers are slow, your website is horrible, or your business needs more efficiency, then it's time to reach out to Aaron Kozort and Wisdom Integrators. Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. This podcast is brought to you by the South Haven Chamber of Commerce. We know relationships create commerce. Thank you for joining us. Like what you see and hear? Please tell others and subscribe.